It's been only a day since Governor Peter Shumlin announced he would not seek re-election in 2016. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a crowded field is already jockeying for position.
I am seriously considering running for governor.
I'm considering the possibility, yes.
And I would certainly be excited to consider a run for governor again.
That was House Speaker Shap Smith, former state auditor Randy Brock, and former state senator Matt Dunn, echoing what has suddenly become the most well-worn phrase in Vermont politics. Since Governor Shumlin announced on Monday that his third term would be his last, would-be candidates from across the ideological spectrum are now pondering bids to replace him. The headliner thus far is Representative Peter Welch, the five-term Democratic congressman who cruised to an easy re-election last fall. Welch hadn't been in the gubernatorial mix until Monday, but his chief of staff says that in light of Shumlin's announcement, Welch, who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 1990, is weighing his options. Welch may be the only Democratic candidate with the heft to avoid a primary. The last time there was an open seat for governor, five Democrats competed for the nomination. On the Republican side, all eyes are on Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott. Scott is the clear favorite among party stalwarts and has the most name recognition of any GOP contender. Scott says he'll take the next couple of weeks to figure it out.
I'll know when it's right for me and when it's right for Vermont and then make an announcement one way or the other.
Shap Smith, the highest-profile Democrat next to Welch, also says a final decision about his political future will come in weeks, not months.
I also want to talk to friends and Vermonters to see whether they think it's a good idea for me to run for governor.
Other Republicans pondering bids include Scott Milne, who nearly defeated Shumlin last November, and Dan Feliciano, a libertarian-turned-Republican who took about 4% of the popular vote in the 2014 general election. Morgan Daybell, executive director of the Vermont Progressive Party, says his organization is recruiting gubernatorial candidates and plans to play a serious role in the 2016 cycle.
We do not have any names to share yet, but since the beginning of the session, it was clear to most of us that we needed to be in that race.
Veteran statehouse lobbyist Kevin Ellis says campaigns for statewide office are not to be taken lightly. And for people like Phil Scott, Shap Smith, and Matt Dunn, the sacrifice to personal and professional lives is substantial.
So you got to have a seriously honest conversation with friends and family and the people who, you know, the top 10, top 20 donors about whether you think that you can win. And they're having those conversations right now.
Most potential candidates say they'll likely decide whether to run by the end of summer. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.